Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This email comes from valued team member Eric. You want to read Eric's email?
Hey guys, you've spoken recently about not wasting time trying to make wrong answers make sense. I have a way of thinking about this that might make for amusing pod material. In my LSAT study, I became wary of what I called Escher answers, a term inspired by the linguistic phenomenon of Escher sentences. Is this referring to M.C. Escher?
M.C. Escher, the artist with the guy walking up the stairs.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like
it's an eternal
walk. And
then if you follow where he's going to go, eventually he's going to end up upside down on that same staircase. Yeah, it's like a Mobius strip of infinite whatever. Escher, everybody knows this guy.
Yeah, the one I was looking at more recently was this eternal like up. It looks like he's walking up and then he just keeps walking up. But anyways, yeah, to quote Wikipedia, comparative illustrations or Escher sentences are certain comparative sentences which initially seem to be acceptable, but upon closer reflection have no well-formed meaning. The typical example sentence used to typify this phenomenon is, more people have been to Russia than I have.
Obviously nonsense, because more people have been to Russia than I have. The question of whether I have been there is a yes or no question, not something that can be, I suppose it could be quantified as a zero or a one.
A one, yeah.
But more people have been to Russia than I have. I mean, what you're saying is you haven't been to Russia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some other examples. More people have written about this than I have. Okay, same idea. More people found Mr. Bush's ads negative than they did Mr. Kerry's.
I wasn't sure that was actually broken. More people found Mr. Bush's ads negative than they did Mr. Kerry's.
Than they found Mr. Kerry's ads negative?
I feel like there's an implied than they did Mr. Kerry's. That's okay. Then that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, then they did Mr. Kerry's. More people found Mr. Bush's ads negative than they did Mr. Kerry's ads.
Yeah, you don't say than they did. You would say than found Mr. Kerry's ads negative.
Hmm.
Right. That would make sense. But that's just not literally what it says. It's comparing the number of people who found Bush's ads negative to it's like hard to describe because it's like,
it's referring to the very people who you who you're saying that there are
right,
more
you
of.
Can't count those people right exactly than they did who the more the
no actually it's more. The same number
yeah yeah okay cool
than others did okay
yep.
Like many wrong LSAT answers, these sentences might seem okay at a glance, but fall apart on a closer reading. But they're captivating because it's difficult to explain what's wrong with them.
Yep.
Like the geometrically impossible architecture of M.C. Escher's drawings, your brain really wants to believe it can make sense of them even when you know you can't, or you know it can't. The same is true for Escher answers on the LSAT. You know something is wrong with them and you may feel compelled to crack the puzzle of their wrongness. But that's a trap. Escher answers are wrong in deliberately confusing ways, which would take more time than they're worth to analyze. It's best just to forget them quickly and move on. Eric.
That's awesome.
Cool. Yeah, that is an interesting way of thinking about it, because sometimes when I'm explaining these wrong answers in class to someone who's really persistent about the answer, it's almost like I have to change the answer to show what I think they're reading it to say, right? And that's also what you just did here with this second example. You're like, oh, let's edit it and then see what you think it's trying to say and then see how that's different from what it's actually saying. So it's a little gymnastic exercise, right? It's like, okay, let me find the word that I have to fix or words. And then you see what it was trying to say and then see how that's different from what it is saying.
Yeah. If you can see how you could make an answer correct, then you don't need to, that's great. Like you just acknowledge that and go, oh, well, we could fix this and make it right, but it's not right the way it is. And then, just forget it and move on. I've always called these like, it's like I have a image of a blender where it's like, well, you took all the words in the argument, you took all the concepts in the argument, and then you just sort of spun it in a blender and then just poured out a mucky, it's like all the right words. They're just not arranged in any sort of a way that makes sense.
Yeah. I've stolen that idea from you. I like it. I think you've also called it a word salad or something like that.
Sure. Yeah. It's just like, well, I like the blender better because it's like, you know, you just take things that could be arranged in a useful way and you just garbage them up to where they're not, you know, now it just doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
I like this Escher answer.
That's cool.
Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.